their friends, they are so upset at you, they are so angry at you, that they even bite their fingers. So this is their situation. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some more characteristics of these people. Because in the deen of Islam, we are taught that we should have a positive thinking about everyone. So there's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in which the Prophet ﷺ has said, "Husnu zanni min husnil ibadah." That keeping a positive view of people is an act of ibadah, is an act of a good ibadah. So generally Muslims, they think of good about everyone. But here I'm saying that those people whom you're showing love, they don't love you. They are very angry at you. And they're happy when you are unsuccessful. And now in today's session, we will mention some other parts of this. We'll mention the next ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some things more about these people. And what are these things? Alhamdulillah wa kafa. So now we start our new class. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تمسسكم حسنة تسوهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few attributes of these people who are not mu'min from the inside. Allah Ta'ala says about them, in tamsaskum hasanatan hasanatun tasuhum. If something good happens to you, tasuhum, it annoys them, they're very upset. That means they are not happy with you. They're not from among you. They're hoping that something bad happens. So Allah Ta'ala says, wa in tusibukum Sayi'atun, when something evils befalls you, yafrahu biha, they are delighted with it. So they're always hoping that something bad happens to you. So not all the time should you be thinking that everyone is positive. Sometimes you have to act prudently. Now, when there are people around you who are like this and who have hatred for you, and they are not happy when something good happens to you, and they're very happy when something bad happens to you, then you should be careful. And how should you act? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an answer that how should you carry yourselves in this situation. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. This is what you need to do. Allah ta'ala says, if you wa in tasbiru, if you keep patience, wa tattaqu, and if you fear Allah, if you stay away from sins, la yazurrukum kaiduhum shay'a, then their cunning, their plotting shall not harm you at all. Inna Allaha bima ya'maluna muhit. And Allah is all encompassing of what they do. So Allah knows what they do. So now Allah is telling us that we don't need to fight them. We don't need to quarrel with them. We don't need to do anything else. Allah is telling us that we should be doing two things. One is sabr. Wa in tasbiru, if you show patience, and the other one is taqwa, then you should fear Allah and stay away from sins. Now, these are the two things that Allah has told us. As you can see on your slides, I hope everyone can see these slides, that Allah gives a solution if someone develops hatred for us, and then what should be our course of action, or our, you know, and the course of action is that you should be doing two things. One is sabr, and the other thing is taqwa. What is sabr? Sabr is to not react, but to restrain oneself. And there were many munafiqeen among the Muslims, even in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ would even pray with them. They would be in the saf praying with the Prophet ﷺ. But the Prophet ﷺ never took any action against them. Yes, he did not make them the insiders. He would not give them some important work to do, because then they would sabotage that work. But at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ showed restraint, and the Prophet ﷺ would hope that someday their hearts would change. So then there was a story of this Jewish man who came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he gave the Prophet ﷺ a loan. There was a person who came from some other tribe and who needed some help, because there was famine in that tribe. And the Prophet ﷺ had nothing to give to them. There was no food stuff that the Prophet ﷺ can send for them. There was a Jew who was sitting right there. He said, I can loan you, you know, some bags of dates that you can send there. So the Prophet ﷺ took loan from the Jew, and there were, you know, like maybe 10, 15, 20 bags of dates. And the date was decided when the Prophet ﷺ would pay them back. And before that date, he came one day in the masjid and started, you know, showing anger and started screaming, Oh Muhammad, give me my loan back. Allahu Akbar. When he spoke like that to our beloved messenger, everybody in the masjid was surprised. And some of them got very angry. But he saw that the Prophet ﷺ is not getting angry. He's showing patience. So he came close and he grabbed the messenger ﷺ by his clothes. Even then the Prophet ﷺ showed patience and said nothing. And then he said about the parents and about the family of the Prophet ﷺ, that you, the family of Muttalib, you are like this. You take loans and you don't repay loans. This is again very disturbing, and it hurts your heart when somebody talks about your family like this. At this point, Umar radiallahu anhu got very upset, and he said that you should stop yourself here. Otherwise, I am going to slaughter you. At this point, the Prophet ﷺ said that, Oh Umar, you should not say like this. A person who has given loans, he has the right to ask for his loan back. So now you go to such and such a place and there are bags of dates, and you give, repay the loans to this man. So now look at this, the patience of the Prophet ﷺ, that this man was grabbing the clothes, was shouting in the masjid, and was calling bad names to the family of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet ﷺ showed patience. And this patience was such a beautiful thing that when this man came back, he said to the Prophet ﷺ that I accept Islam. And he said that in our books, it is written that the last messenger who's going to come, the more you show, misbehavior towards him, the more his patience is going to increase. And I have seen this in you, O Messenger. So now I accept the deen of Islam. So there's two things you should do when you are surrounded by people, or when there's somebody who is, you know, who likes that, you know, you fail, and who is, you know, against you, who has a hidden hatred for you. You should restrain yourself. You should be patient with him, the first thing. And the second thing is that you should have taqwa. You should fear Allah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, right? Allah ta'ala says in this ayah that وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا if you show sabr وَتَتَّقُوا and if you show fear of Allah لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا their cunningness, their plotting will not harm you. So two things, one is sabr and the other thing is taqwa. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is, the actual meaning of taqwa is fear of Allah. And the mashayikh have said this is fear of Allah outwardly and inwardly. This fear of Allah is inside of the heart. So it means that not only when you're around people that you should stay away from sins and you should fear Allah, even when you are alone, you should not be committing sins. This is the true taqwa. That is why the Prophet ﷺ, he pointed to his heart and he said, At-taqwa ha-huna, taqwa is here in the heart. So there are five benefits of taqwa. And the first benefit is that when somebody is fearful of Allah, does not commit sins regularly, he stays away from the sin, the day he commits a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him very easily. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ The one who is a person of taqwa, Allah forgives his sins very easily. And the second benefit is that whatever good deeds that he does, Allah ta'ala increases the reward. وَيُعْزَمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of such a person. That is why in a hadith it comes that when a person of taqwa prays 2 rakahs, it is more rewarding than 1,000 rakahs of a person who does not have taqwa. So the person of taqwa has increased reward. So when he does even a small act of ibadah, his reward is enormous. And we can understand this in today's terms, that in a factory or in a business, you have a laborer who works for 8 hours, then the manager also works for 8 hours, and then the director works for 8 hours too, right? And what does the laborer get? The laborer gets, 10,000 rupees for 8 hours. And the managers are getting 100,000 rupees for 8 hours. And the owners and the directors, they get millions and millions of rupees for that 8 hours. So the number of hours is the same, but the reward is different. Same is the case for people of taqwa. That when a normal Muslim, he prays 2 rakahs, he gets the rewards of 2 rakahs. But if a person of taqwa prays 2 rakahs, he gets the reward of 1,000 rakahs. So Allah Ta'ala increases the reward of a person who has taqwa, who stays away from sin. That is why the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you should stay away from sin and you will become a person who is the most worshipping towards Allah. So if you want to become a person who does the most amount of acts of worship, all you have to do is to stay away from sins. So third thing about taqwa, third benefit, that Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَخْرُجْ That Allah Ta'ala, the translation of that ayah is that whoever fears Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives him an exit out of every problem. So not only this problem, that somebody is against you and somebody has hatred for you, every problem that you face, if you have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala is going to give you an exit from every problem. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَخْرُجْ لَهُ I forget the ayah. If I remember it, I will definitely mention it at some point in this lecture. But the translation is like this, that if you fear Allah, Allah gives you an exit out of every problem. Sometimes in these times that we are in, People think that something, when something bad befalls us, we turn towards other people. We think that somebody else has done something for us, or somebody has done some magic. A lot of women do this. And this is not the way of thinking of the Muslim. The Muslim thinks that something, if something bad happens to us, maybe I have disobeyed Allah. So he looks at what types of sins that I am doing, that there is a problem which is coming towards me and which is not ending. So this is the third benefit of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran many, many times that the person of taqwa, he will always, always be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will always be in the eyes of Allah, and Allah is always going to help. So the ayah is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That the one who fears Allah, Allah gives him a way out of every problem. There is a hadith in Rawah Ahmad, in the books of hadith of Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And the Prophet ﷺ said that there's one ayah in the Quran that if you do amal on that one ayah, it is going to be enough for you in this world and in the akhirah. And what is that ayah? This same ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, that the one who fears Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah gives him an exit out of every problem. So in this case also, taqwa is going to give us a way out. And today, sometimes we end up doing sins very easily. And the reason why we do it is because we are mentally not ready to leave sins. Sometimes we go in the company of pious people, we become mentally ready. So one of the ways of attaining taqwa is to go in the company of pious people and to attend, you know, classes like these where the Quran is being read and the Quran is being explained. So these things help in mentally preparing yourself. So many, many benefits of taqwa, five of them, and we mentioned three. One is Allah forgives the sin of the person of taqwa, and Allah increases the reward of the person of taqwa. And the third and the very important point is Allah gives a way out of every problem. So if other people are plotting against you, Allah Ta'ala gives you a way out of it. And the fourth and another very important thing is that the person who has taqwa, Allah Ta'ala gives barakah in his risk. So barakah in risk does not mean that he becomes a millionaire overnight. That now he stopped doing sins, that now he's going to become a millionaire, billionaire. What it means is that if you have barakah in your risk becomes enough for you. Your life becomes life full of contentment. So sometimes you are a billionaire, but there's no contentment in life. Sometimes you are sick. And because of this sickness, there's no contentment. Sometimes there are fighting going on in the family. You're not content. Sometimes there is differences of opinion between husband and wife, and you're not content. Sometimes you are in a state of depression. So although you have a lot of risk, there is no barakah in that risk. And sometimes you're earning very little, but there is barakah. The family is happy. You have enough to eat well, enough to sleep well, enough to feed your family, enough to, you know, take care of your family and the needs. And there is barakah. So when you fear Allah, barakah enters your risk. And the fifth and very important point, that if you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you furqan. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, in tattaqullah, يَجَلَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you fear Allah, Allah gives you furqan. And furqan means having an understanding, deep understanding of things. So not only this taqwa gives you barakah in rizq, it makes you sharper. It gives you a very deep understanding of things. And some people of taqwa, Allah mentions, in these it comes, the Prophet ﷺ said, fear the foresight of the mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ, because he sees with the nur of Allah. So such becomes his insight and his understanding of things, that Allah is saying that he sees with the nur of Allah. So these are the benefits of people of taqwa. We should also ask Allah for taqwa. Among the things that we ask Allah for, sometimes we ask for many different things. But one of the best things to ask is that, oh Allah, grant me taqwa. Grant me this fear so that I stay away from sins. And this is the solution Allah gives us. If you have a person around you who hates you and who's always waiting that you become unsuccessful and who becomes happy when you are unsuccessful, who becomes very sad when you become successful, then you should not fight with that person, or you should not do anything else. What should you do? You should have close connection with Allah. And you should start leaving sins, and Allah is going to take care of that person himself. So this is the most important ayah. The Prophet ﷺ said that if you realize this I have the Quran, then this is one of the most important nasihas for your dunya and the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this ayah and all the ayahs. I will do the translation one more time and then we will end this class. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In tamsaskum hasanatun tasuhum. If something good happens to you, it annoys them. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. And if something evil befalls you, they are delighted with it. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. And if you keep patience and if you fear Allah, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their plotting shall not harm you at all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. And surely Allah is all-encompassing what they do. So we will end our class here. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ. Two small announcements. One, I apologize that the connection was bad in the beginning of the class. And I apologize for that. Inshallah, I'm hoping in next class it'll be better. And the second thing is that once again, I will ask all of you to mark your attendance on our WhatsApp group so that your attendance is marked. And we have a record that you have been attending class. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.